So, we're going to skip to Lamed Hey. I hope we get back to the second parak, the rest of the second parak. But I thought it was Kedai. I saw some Sefer yesterday that he said that the Inyan of Purim, the whole story of Mepnei Shenanu, Misudas and Shalach Hashverosh, so they weren't eating Machol Sasurs. He says that they were in his Chayav Kliya on this Pritzas Geder of Hasakum, Bishalakum, all these Machol that we're eating right now. That was the Avera that they weren't Makbid on. And that's what they were chayav from. So it's very appropriate for us to be learning Nahadar, these sugyas that are very, very important, halacha l'maisa, and some important lamdas in them also. So Mirtz Hashem will hopefully shlav. So the first thing that to discuss is really the sugya of pas. So the Gemara says about pas. Very, very uncharacteristic Gemara. The impression of this Gemara, what you get out of this Gemara, is you're just like kind of lost. Like, Gemara starts off just very unclear. I don't know if you had this, also this Amra, and you see in the Rishonim that they're all like bothered by all this. Amra of Kana, Rabbi Yechon, pass lo hutra bebezdin. So what, the Mishnah said that pass is also. And then the Gemara jumps in and says, oh, pass, it never was official that it became mutter. Like, we're already talking about a heter over here. Like, what happened over here? Mechlal di'ika mandashari. Oh, so the Gemara says, oh, somebody was mutter? In the chiyasar abdimi, amar pamachas yatsar Rebbe l'sada. This is a famous story. Rebbe went out to the sada, the avi yoga kochavim lefana, pas kurni, maifa sa. Amar Rebbe, kama no pazu, maro chacham lesser. So he said, he had a comment, like, why would the rabbis, you know, like Lamashal, like, you know, what do these rabbis think they're doing these days? You know, like, he wrote an article in some newspaper, you know, what's going on with this Pasakum deal? So they asked, maro chacham mishum chasnas. What do you mean, maro chacham? El maro chacham loser basode. So now the Gemara starts chiseling down. No, that's not what he meant. He meant, why did they aser besada? Because we're in Amhita Rebbe Apas. So everyone there thought, oh, Rebbe's saying this because Rebbe must have been Mater Pas. Velohi. Rebbe Lehiter is Apas. Rebbe Lehiter is Apas. It's not true. They all made a mistake. Okay. So you have this idea that Rebbe was Matir. People thought he was Matir. He wasn't really Matir, and he was only Matir in the Sada. Okay. No, we got the story wrong. He once went out and he saw that the Talmidim needed pas. Amar Rebbe ain kan palter. So Rebbe had a different statement. Oh, there's no baker around. Kasurna amlomer palto v'kochavim. So the Velts thought, the people there thought, oh, he meant that there's no palter v'kochavim. Vuhula amar ella palto Yisrael. And he meant no, since there's no palter Yisrael, right? Okay, Amar Reb Chelbo, Afilu Manda Amar Palter Over Kochavim Lo Amar Nel Deleka Palter Yisrael, Al Mokum Diika Palter Yisrael Lo. So Reb Chelbo qualified, and Reb Chelbo said, and that which he was matir palter Over Kochavim is only if there's no other alternative of palter Yisrael, but otherwise he would aser. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Rafilu Mandar Palter Over Kochavim Hani Mi LeBesada Ava Biir Lo. And then Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, even the Manda Amr what Palter Over Kochavim, it's Dafka Besada, but not in an ear. So to add to the confusion of not knowing what in the world's going on, I want to add and be Moisev Akasha and Akasha. What's the Machlekes Rav Chelbo and Rav Yochanan? Is that a Machlekes? Do they agree to each other? Are they just adding on to each other, that palter akum is mutter, Rabbi Yochanan says, when there's no palter Yisrael, and Rabbi Chelbo saying that it's only usher, that it's only mutter in the Sada, so that would be a machlokes, right? Because it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan would be mutter, it sounds like Rabbi Chelbo would be mutter even be'ir, right? We'll call ear right now, the post can say, within the tchum, within the, with, within the same hakdoras of Shabbos, within ayin amos of a distance without houses. Okay, that's the halacha of a sadeh. It doesn't actually need irrigation or field.
So where are we getting the Paltar Akum? There's a man da'am, the Paltar Akum is mutter. It kind of said, like the Am said, that they thought it was a pot. He was referring to
Right. The Sarli, right. So the Shaila is this within a story that was all a tos? Good. Very good. And then if you don't, so that's if you learn it's a machlekes, but perhaps you can learn that they're being maskim. And what? Perhaps he's being maisif, that in a sadeh, maybe even if a palti Yisrael is matzeh, he's just being moisef akula. But he agrees fundamentally to Rabbi Chalba.
That's the first.
Right?
The
you don't know from the Gemara what their machlekes is. Everyone with me? So I don't know what the story is. I don't know what to deal with. Bottom line, is this all a toast? Is this not a toast? And then within that, I have a machlekes amara and Rabbi Chalba and Rabbi Yochanan of how to even understand what the story would be and what the bottom line with a the second version of the story, what the bottom line with a palter akum is. Is there a machlekes? Are they both having their own independent shitas, or are they arguing about this very, very unclear gemara? Which leads the Rishonim to have a gamut of shitas over here. The Ritva quotes a Ramah, which is the most extreme shita, that the whole thing is a... The Ran quotes the Shita as the Yesh Parshim, he doesn't like it. That the whole thing's a tos.
Okay.
And it's absolutely not true. And this is a nice story. But Pas Akam's also. And there's the whole thing was Kasvura Na'am, and the whole thing is wrong. The Pella on that is like you have a detailed Machlekes, Reb Chelbo and Reb Yochanan in the details of the story within something that's mamish wrong. And like that was all a mistake. Like we have to know the mistake, like all the details of the mistake. Let the, you know, we don't darshan or, you know, like someone made a toast. Like, you know, like stop, let the guy live. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like, what was the, it's very strange for the Gemara to have that that whole mahalach. So we're not going to go with that mahalach, but it's important shita to know that it's out there, that that the mahalach is like that.
It seems to be the mashmash of the Gemara.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's that, right. It's just a little bit of a pella to the Ran says to now have a shaklavataria within such a shita and a detailed machlekes. The other alternative is that really is the mashmos of the Babli, but we're not going to come out necessarily like that lahalacha, and that's because the Rif on this sheet on this Gemara quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that because of chayi nefesh. Right, the Rishonim quote a lashon, "Ki al alechem yichya adam," which is a mistake. Right, it's a play off of the pasuk "Ki lo yal alechem yichya adam ki amotzah pi Hashem." Right, what pasuk is that, Josh? Where is that? Yeah, I know where. I know it's a pasuk. I said what pasuk? Where is that pasuk? Dvarim. It's in Dvarim. It's in the end. It's Nitzavim. Nitzavim Rabbi Yelich, maybe. I think so. Okay. So the Rif quotes this Yerushalmi. And it's not clear from the Rif, is the Pshat that he's learning that stims with the Babli, or he's learning, like some of these Rishonim held, that no, that that although the Gemara and the Babli would have asserted, but the Yerushalmi is mutter. You look at the Rif in Lamed, I have like a Ozbah Hadar Gemara. I don't like what they did over here. That everyone's not insane. It's very hard to teach with Talmidim because everyone has different Gemaras. Everyone has different Surah Sadat. So, oh yeah, okay. So then that's okay. So in Lamed Hey, but it's really Yud Gimel Yud Dalet in Dapi Arif, he quotes the Gemara. And then on Amid Beis, he quotes the Yerushalm, third line down from the Amud Beis. Yeah, you with it? You dial it Amud Beis? Yerushalmi Amr Reb Yirmiya Chalvakum Lama Asr Mishum Taru Vis Behem Etmeya Pas Reb Yaakov Bishem Reb Yonis and Pas Me'ilchel Shal Amamum Hu Dibamok Vashem Pas Yisrael Mutsuya B'din Hu Shtei Pas Avi Kama Asura V'amamu Ola they weakened it. It was like a Shvach Isser V'tiru M'pnei Chayin Nefesh Rabbanu, right? They were Matir Mishum Chayin Nefesh. So You don't know from the Rif also is that he's quoting the Yerushalmi, which disagrees with the Bavli, and he's saying side with the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. Again, that's an open question. Within the second set of questions that I asked, with however you're going to learn our Gemara, how do you learn Rav Chista and Rav Chelbo? So that was a major machlokas. The Rambam is actually is machmir on this shaila. That he hold, that the way the Rambam sounds like is that he holds that Rav Chelbo is going to be machmir. That it wasn't just they're both having two separate kulos, but they agree with one another. So, but that's not the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it goes like this. There's a major machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah about the following issue. Shulchan Aruch says that if there's Pas Yisrael, okay, that's so Matzui. Pas Palter Yisrael, that's Matzui. So then, Pas Palter is us. Pas Palter of a Goy is us. Okay? Now, that's a big chumra for Sephardim. Okay? So what's the pshat in that? So the pshat in that is that we assert and we accept the kula version of the iser, but that Reb Chelbo and Reb Yochanan could still exist. They both might have two different kulas, but if pas palter is masi, that was aser, that was not as far as anything was huter for this iser, and that iser remained.
When Pas Yisrael is Matzah.
Yeah. That is the Shita of the Sephardim of the Mechaber. It also is the Shita of the Shach. So those that are Machmir for Pas Yisrael, it's because the Shach holds that one should be Machmir for the Mechaber Shita. Even though most Ashkenazim are Mekel like the Ramah. The Ramah holds that that's not true. That even if Pas Yisrael is Motzi, Pas Palter is Hutter. So what's Pshat in that Rama? What's Pshat in that Rama? So the way the Shach explains it is that it sounds like something that comes out of this Pesach Diram Maskel Mechlal, and it really is more clear in the Mordechai on Ardaf, is that no, we hold that it was never nispashit. There was never an iser when it comes to this iser of pas palter, and that was not included in the iser. As the Tosfos starts over here, in the car pas lo uchav bezdin mechal david the boy have a sharle I'm a lo pashad isura. That's what Tosfos sounds like at the beginning. It's not clear whether Tosfos holds like that in the end. Mordechai definitely sounds like that lo pashad isura. So it sounds like, according to the Ramah, it's not like an Isser that was Chal and then we chiseled away. It was that Lo Pashad Isuro, and that's what he quotes later on. He says, and the Gemara says they didn't want to be Mater Legamre just because of to be called a Bezdin Sharia. But the Gemara in Lamed Zayin sounds like there is a Heter of Pas. So the Ashkenazi's Shita is that even if Pas Yisrael is Motzli, since it was never Nispashta, So then that's Mutter. So then the obvious question is that the poskim ask is that, and the Shach himself asks this question. So if that's the case, that's the lumdus of the Ramah, right. like the way we're saying that it was never in a spashta, so why are we limiting it to pas palter? Let's even allow pas balabayas. Let's remember, Rabosai, everything we're talking about over here is pas palter, pas from a baker. No one is matir pas balabayas. No one except the Torah, the Dark Moshe sounds like it might be mutter. Based on this lumdus, it should be very mistaber that it's mutter. So why not? Yeah.
Well, was that
like he's still getting
the pass of the regular akum? Was that mispashu?
You have to say that even in this tzad of nispashe was only legabe paspalter, but paspalbayis lechora that's something you could live with, like. You know, I remember when I moved into the community, so I gave a shiur. One of my first shiurim was Yom Noraim. I think when I was in the Kol in Shomrei Torah, so I gave a shiur Yom Noraim, and I was speaking about Pas Yisrael, because that's one of the times that we're super machmir. We're machmir above and beyond even what the Sfardim are machmir for all Pas Yisrael. even if Pas is Motzi. So we're machmir. We're not taking on the Sfardim sheep, but we're being much more machmir.
Even if Pas is not Motzi.
Even if pas is not matzi, we're still machmir on all pas palter, and no one eats pas palter, in which is more than what the Sfardim hold all year round. Which, by the way, I should just mention right now, everyone should know that, and that's the minhag in our shul. That's the halacha for Mishabura writes for Shabbos and Yom Tov also, that a person should not have goyish products, pretzels, cakes, donuts,
Oreos
for Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Oreos, right? Just not on my radar, so I'm not a big fan. But I'm a Pashkas guy, so I think they're better. So yeah,
not Alt Yisrael, just Alt.
What? Yeah, no. Taste. Yeah. I'm just not. I don't think it tastes the same. I like the Hamish bread. So yeah, so yeah, so what was I saying?
Sorry.
So I don't remember. Yes,
yeah,
for Shabbos and Yom Tov, right, you have to be machmir. I was giving a shir shomrich. Go ahead. So I was speaking about pas akum, bishul akum, all these things, and I gave an example. I just moved to the town. And I gave an example, and I said, well, you know, like, let's say you have a neighbor that comes over to welcome you, and okay, it's not so nogay because you don't even know if the items are kosher usually. But let's say for some reason you know he used kosher ingredients, and he gives you a cake or a bread to welcome you in, and his name is Joe Smith. So I remember I stopped myself because Joe Smith used to be the president of the shul, and that's his name. And I'm like, and I, he came over to introduce himself, and I'm like, I've been talking about you for years. he's a great guy. He's an architect, a very big architect in the area. But yeah, so that's anytime I talk about Pastor, I always think of Joe. So that's the story. Oh, so you have to say something like Natanel saying that by Paspal Abayis, you have to say that was Nispashta. But by Paspalter, that was Heter Gomer. So now even if Pasisrol is Motsui, we're gonna hold that there's no reason to be machmir. So again, so lefi svardim, you read the Gemara. No, it was nispashit. There was an iser, but we accept the cooler version of the iser, and therefore we're able to be makel as long as it's not motzoi, and besada will be more makel. That's the version of the Gemara that we're gonna be more makel. That more cooler version of the Isser tzad of the mechaber, and the Ramah is going to hold something of the sort of no lo nispashta legabe pas palter. So the whole thing is heter gomer, and even if it's a palti Yisrael's motzi, that's going to be mutter. The shaila comes up according to the mechaber, and according to which is the rishonim that learn our gemara as an isser, and chiseling away from that isser with the heterim of the gemara, even the kulad version of our gemara. So the shaila is what's considered matzah, what's not considered matzah. So the mechaber himself in Sif A, this is the mechaber in Kuf Yud Beis Sif Beis. That's the mechaber in the Ramah that we just presented. The mechaber himself in Kuf Yud Beis Sif A says that matzli means something that's a unique taste, or something that's not whether or not you could live on bread. If there's a certain product that you want, or there's a certain type of bread that they have, a different quality, so then that's going to be considered eno matzli, and that could open the opportunity for Sfarim to get certain products. However, price, according to the many poskim, is not included in that. So that's where the chumrah would apply. So you have to know, meaning if you live in a very Hamish area, so you're probably going to have most options. Yeah. You know, I mean, here it's the opposite. The goyim are buying Zedis. So, you know, like, it's like a little, interesting. But
you can't replicate an Entenmann's donut.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
You would
so
say
I think
that
for Sfardim, yeah, I don't think there'd be an option like that. Yeah.
Meaning it'd be mutter for them.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a unique... But then you get into like bread, so like, you know,
right.
It's a partial method.
Rye bread, like, I don't know, how different are you gonna you're gonna you have to really make a case.
Sliced holy bread, like, I don't know if you have any of these sliced like holy bread, like, get like
different types
of there are artisanal breads that sometimes, like, you know, super fancy ishmael bread, but
right.
But that's
I'm saying that, like, stomp bread. Do you get sliced bread by Zadis? Oh, you can?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, they even have a slicer.
Oh,
I've never been to a place.
Go every Shabbos when they close. You get free cookies also.
And then from the Bubby. Amish whole wheat and seven grain breads and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of this child. Yeah, that's pretty much in terms of this Gemara. A lot going on here just in terms of how to understand the pretext of the Gemara and what we're taking out of this Gemara in terms of if the Gemara is wrong, is the Gemara right, or the Gemara wrong for the opposite reason, you know, or is it just that we take the Rishalmi and that's why we come out with the Maskana? So that's a major debate amongst the Rishainim and a major Nafkamin, the Lalafa. Between the Mechaber and the Rama. Okay. In terms of the next Gemara, just very quickly, this Gemara is very, very fundamental in terms of understanding what the nature of the Surim are in terms of how we treat the Rabbanas. That the Rabbanas that Chazal asserted, so Bezdin, the Gemara says, you need to be Gadol B'menu B'chachlu Minyan if you wanna repeal that iser. So the Gemara says Shemen Rav Asard, because Rav said Daniel was already geyser on it. Shmuel says no, Zlifasin shall kalim tmeim osrasim. So it's because of a blia of a kalim. The Gemara says not really an issue of tumah tahara, it's rather kemasurim osrasim, right? The Gemara says like this: Three lines. Amalei Rishmul Rav Shprav Bishlam Didi Damine Zevel Shoshakelim Asurin Asroson. I need the other. Rishmul Rav Amar Darish Rav Shmuloi Benitzivim Shemen Rav Yehuda Beitun Himnol Viru. Kasaver Nosin Tam Lagam Mutter. Kasaver Nosin Tam Lagam Mutter. I have a pshat that later on they mattered it. Why? Because they hold Nosin Tam Lagam Mutter, right? But El Yidach the Amar Daniel Gazer Love Daniel Gazer also Rav Yehuda Anosi Mavatalei. Good? So how could they do that? So I have a kasha for you, Rabbi Yisai. I mean, it's really Tosis kasha. And within Shmuel, I understand, they said Nois and Tom Lekam is also. That's the way Tosis learns. Right? Their predecessors held Nois and Tom Lekam also. That's not true, and they answered it. So they came along and they said, no, we think Nois and Tom Lekam is also. Right? So Nachmol, Yavishai, Ein Bezin Gadol, Ein Ain Bezdin Yachol Levatal Divrei Bezdin Chaver Olam Kenim Gadol Menu Chachma Minyan. What does that mean, by the way? What does Chachma Minyan mean? Chachma, we know. Chachma is wiser, right? So the Rambam asks, Minyan. Every Bezdin is 71 Dayanim. So the Rambam asks Akasha. It's like interesting with the Rambam. Rambam like really reads like a Rishon over here. Rambam and Hilchus, I mean, not that he doesn't read like I'm saying like a Perish on the Gemara. Rambam Perek Beis, this is our sugi is really Perek Beis of the Rambam. It's a fascinating guy. It's a good guy to go through. Perek Beis of the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "V'heich yu gdoilim b'minyan, hol bezdin u'bezdin shal shiv mecheru." Bezdin's number doesn't change. Zokter Rambam zem minyan chachme ador sheskimu v'kiblu adover sheomru bezin agado lo chelkuba. What was the Rambam saying? It's not totally on the bezdin. It's totally on the chachme ador that we're masking to the bezdin. You see something incredible. Bezdin's dinim are not nikba because of only bezdin. Bezdin's dinim are nikba because of father's wrong. And that's the whole pshat in the Hemshech of the Gemara of that, is it a gzera that Rebbe Tzibi Yechoyin Labim Bo, is an espashi b'chol ador? It needs a haskama of the door. Bezdin is representing the Am. But we're looking, Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan, we're looking at the status of the Am over there. It's a fascinating din. So that's in terms of Minyan. Others say Minyan is age. Is Good, fine. So that's interesting. So what's how do you learn this Gemara? How do you learn this guy? So Tosfos says,
can you have a difference? That's based on a svara. Beautiful.
So I'm gonna get that. So Tosfos works on this kasha. This is a long Tosfos Bishlomo. So Tosfos says, it's not really because of Nisan Tam Lev Gam. It's like a tziruf. What does Tosfos say over here? The first of the skinny lines. V'diktik ri heyach bo lach luka rabasinu shamei v'hilu. V'din Nisan Tam Lev Gam la tiru. Nihid Hashem in yachal yos shemotam itam shalai pasha v'ein rov atzibur yichol namer v'shar dvarim heyach utar. V'ot kashi yisvir lo tana demasiz v'nisan lam gam osir. Tikshay adar amal hakamon gabay dvash. So he doesn't understand what the whole story is over here. So you skip a little bit. The kach nira lari the shmul nam yisvili the chigazer b'sham yisol hashemen mishum chasnas gazer miyum mishum the loy shayach bu chasnas kol kach kimo b'yayin hutzuk lem sad is liyavasan shal kelim oson avagav the inu sviru lava alma noisin tam of gam mutter. So really they hold noisin tam of gam's mutter, right? But they said it's really also because of chasnas and we're going to throw on and also there's a tzad of noisin tam of gam being oser. Each one alone wouldn't have been enough to aser. And really, what was the reason they were matir? Because number one, it was lo pashad yisuro, v'gama tamim lo niru. And also, even they didn't even hold of their tamim. They were like fetching around for whatever reason. Noisin tam lev gam, we hold as mutter, but maybe there's a tzad of iser, and mishum chasnas, ki ein tam chasnas tov kol kach, v'oid noisin tam lev gam mutter. Right? So he says that was like not difficult that they were matter over here. Lefi me, that it wasn't Daniel's gzera that really held this. Ela didach to kamer Daniel gazer lav heich yachol lios Rabbi Yudah Nasi levalo the gavin sheksuba yibatoyra. This is canonized. Daniel said this already. That's already a problem. That was a real iser. Pshita the pashad isura. So that's what Tosfos has to weaken it, and he holds that there wasn't really a matir in the first side of the Gemara. But the Ravid and the Pshat and this beer on the Gemara, I saw the amazing sefer on it is our Seder Yaakov. I don't know if anyone has it, but it's just a great Ha'aris on the Daf. So he quotes this Ravid. So the Ravid says that's exactly the Pshat, and that's really the Rambam, the most important, one of the very important Rambams, the beginning of the Hilchos Mamon. Rambam says there's a din bez in Hilchos Mamon. Bezdin shagazu zero utkinu takana v'inhigu minig upasha kol adavar kol Yisrael. So Bezdin made a takana and it was nispashe. V'omer achrayim bezdin achar v'bikish levat adavar rishenu alakar osa a takana. Einu yochal ad shi yegadu min arishenu v'chachmu v'minim. So that's the din of the Gemara. Ein bezdin yochal levat adavar v'edzu chavero to be oikar a takana or a zero of a first bezdin unless you're greater. Right? Good. Then the Rambam Halacha Gimel says a massive chiddush that no other Rishon says. Bamed varam amurin. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong Rambam. Give me one second. I'm getting back to that Rambam. Give me one second. The Rambam starts in Halacha Aleph. I read the wrong Rambam. Bezdin agodol shedarshu be'echos min amidus kefi ma shenira be'ineim shadin kach v'donu din. Bezdin makes a drasha. They darshin a din. And a bezdin of our generation gets up. And they have a different svar. List or also adin. They're arguing in lumdus. Any future bezdin has the ability to do that. That's not the din of ein bezdin yachlovat the bezdin chaveru. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, el shofet asher yiyeh b'yamim ahein, ein ato chayev lelechas el acher bezdin shebitarch. You, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give you a matzav and an isayon that you can't trust your rabbis. You can't trust your rabbis. So if they have a mahalach, if they think that there was an earlier bezin that learned something wrong, they have the ability to learn like that. The Ravid says that's pshat in our Gemara, not like Tosfos. The Ravid said they had a fundamental machlokes. One guy darshan noisin tamlev gam is osir, and one guy darshan noisin tamlev gam is osir. They have a svara, they have a machlokes in svara in tam. So Mimela, that there's no kasha. That's Shmuel's bishlam aladidi. I understand. Not like Tosfos that it was never nispashet, it was never really iser, and I'm not being matir. It was a matir. There was an iser over here, but there was a fundamental machlekas, like the Rambam saying in Perek Beis of Halacha Aleph. That's something that's allowed. That's something that they could do. That's ein lecha ela shoyt ben shvi avecha. That's the Rav's pshat in the Gemara. It's a gorgeous pshat. It's a riot to the Rambam in the chiluk between Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara's holds kasha. But according to you, Rav, now we have a kasha. Ein bez diachol about the divrei Beis of Chaver, because that was a gzeir mishum chastas. So now let's get to Ein Bez Yachal Avat Dibur. So where does the Isser apply to? Where does the Kasha of the Gemara apply to? So the Rambam says if a Bezdin makes a Takon, the Bezdin makes a Gzeira, then you got to be Godom Menu Chacham Minyan. Good? Good. The Rambam even says, I'm not going to get into this, the Rambam even says, even if Nispat Lahatam. Okay, the Ravid has issues with that from a Gemara and Beitza and Daf Hey. I'm not going to get into that right now, but, right? That's the Rambam. Good. Then the Rambam says a chiddush nifla in halacha gil. Bamed varam amurim. When do you need bezdin gadol menu chacham minyan? Bidvarim shlo osro osan kdei lo aso siag ela b'shar dinei atayra. Aval bidvarim shiro bezdin ligzor os les or osan laso siag. If it's a siag, im posha isura b'chol yisro. Ein bezdin hagadol achar yochol laakron ulatiron afilu hoya gdoila min harishayim. Zok the Rambam, if you have something that what? That is a siag for a deoraisa, then even if you have gadol b'menu b'chachum b'minyan, so then what? They never have the ability to repeal it. Now the kasha is, that's the Rambam's chiddush. Kasha is, has that fit with our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara say, at least by Shemen, right? The Gemara wants to say that what? That if it's mashba, that if they would have been greater, that they would have been able to repeal it? And that was what? Mishum Siak. Right? Mishum Chasnas.
But was Chasnas prevalent?
That's a separate issue if it was Nisfashit or not, but I'm sad that it was Nisfashit.
Yeah.
That would have been a problem, Gemara is asking. Ein bezin yachol avad al divrei bezin chaver.
What's a gzeira that's not a siyag?
Zera of the deraisa.
What's a gzeira that's not a siyag?
Oh. I don't know, bezin asr or something, even if it's not to protect the deraisa. What's an example?
David Dover? Is it just like that's just like it's not protected? It's just, they're putting a tzur of Shabbos.
Yeah.
They're not saying it's not protecting.
They made this. Mukta is a bad example because that's that the Rambam thinks is. And the Gemara says it's for the Malacha. Maybe something like that. Moved in the hole. Or whatever. They didn't answer because of.
Sorry, I don't understand the question. The Gemara says it would have been a problem if Daniel was gozer, then it's a problem of in Beis Din Yachol Avatal Divrei Beis Din Chaver. Fine. Elim King Gadol Himenu B'Chachma B'Minyan. And the Rambam is saying that doesn't apply if the Isser that they're protecting is Nisbashit B'Chol Yisrael.
No, the later Gemara is the problem.
Oh.
The Gemara says by Shemen. Right?
Yeah. Matam Pol Pashadi Sur Brobistra.
Okay, Maya Sliz Rabba Eladaniel Gazar Beir. Also, we know Gazar Akilbis other Rabbi. You don't know, see Hechim Motzil and Mishre Shemen. The concept of Talmidei Shammai Ve'ilu Batnan Ein Bezin Yachol Avad Adiv Bezin Chavero Elon King God Menu Chachum Minyan. So hold on one second. So the kasha is right. So the kasha bishna has Vahavada Gzeira Shema Mishum Siyagi, because because the Gemara in Shabbos Yef Yud Zayin Mabeis says Gzeira Shemen Mishum Yena. Vim Kain, Frek the Birkesa Mishnah, yeah? Hechi Parach Medistan Eim Bezen Yachol Elam Kain Oye B'chot Gadol Mashna Hoyam Yo Oye Gadol Yachol Avatol V'arei Rabbeinu Kosov B'samach L'B'davar Shu Siaga Filu Gadol Eino Yachol Avatol. So why the Gemara even suggest that Mishum Siag it would have been mutter if it would have been Gadol Menu Chachum Min. That's the Kash of the Kesa Mishnah. So he says L'kachi Yishlamer D'Hochi Parach Heyach bitol takanas arishayim afilu hoyu me'oisim sheyachol bezdin acher levatlam kigon shelo yaloi siag l'geder lo yachol levatol. It's a very tough read in the Gemara. He's saying the Gemara is labdafka a little bit. He's saying, how could they be mevatel? Hello, even if it was something that they would have been like not a siag, like a regular takana or regular din derabbanan that wasn't to protect the Torah. So then you would have to at least be Gadol Menu Chacham and Minyan, according to the Rambam and Berak Beis Halacha Beis. Alachas Kama V'Kama, if it's a Siag, no one has a Heter ever to make a Gzeira. So the Rambam has a different, Taisus over here. This Taisus in the bottom Taisus has a different hierarchy of when you could repeal. Taisus says that if you're Gadol Menu Chacham and Minyan, and it was nispashta, so then by most things you're able to repeal chutz miyud ches davar, right? Because they were meiser nefesh, right? That's Taisus over here on Prusbel. Filu gadol heyach yoch levada miyud ches davar dafka omer bim yavol yover omer in shomen. So Tosis has certain gzeiras that you weren't even allowed to by Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan as well, similar to the Shitas Rambam. But according to Tosis, it has nothing to do with what the nature of the derabbanon is. It's just there was a certain derabbanons that they were meiser nefesh that you just can't touch even if you're Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan. Everything else, if it's nispashet, so then you need to be Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan. And if it's not nispashet, so then even a bezdin katan has the ability to be mounted. That's what Tosis says over here. It's a very important Taisus on Dirmas Chabalatanan. But the Rambam sounds like he didn't learn. That's what the Seder Yaakov says. Sounds like the Rambam didn't learn that it was something Mesiris Nefeshdik about the Yud Ches Dover. He thought that maybe the Rambam learned that the Yud Ches Dover were just an example of something that, like the Rambam saying, is a Gzeira to protect the Deoraisa, and the Rambam holds that's untouchable. In the same way, Tosfos is saying, Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan applies to everything else except for the Yud Ches Davar. The Rambam is going to say, no, there's regular Dinim Derabbanan, that's where you need Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan, and there's certain items that are not even able to be Nekar if it's Gadol Menu Chacham Minyan, and that's not Yud Ches Davar, according to the Rambam, that's a Geder for a Siag of a Deoraisa. And it's not the Mesiris Nefesh of the Yud Ches Davar, but it's things that are working to protect the Dinei HaTorah that automatically, that can never be repealed by a later Bezdin, according to the Rambam. And that's a new way to learn the Yud Ches Davar. That's a new way to learn the Chumras of items that can never be Nitan by a later Bezdin. And that would be a major Machlokes Rishonim, how to deal with some of these Derabbanans. At the end of the day, Rabbi say the Rambam is a difficult read in the Gemara what the Gemara's kasha was, but it's a very important Shitas and Rishonim just to try to cheshbon out when we are able to be matir, when we're not able to be matir in terms of some of these derabbanans, and everyone should have a lot of fun with these Gemaras, a lot of shmak and yanim aluch lemaisa really in our kitchens that are so I was very excited to jump to these dafim because there's going to be a lot of juicy topics hopefully.
But again, that Rambam is only on a siag that Rov Yisrael is.
Yeah, it has to be nispashet. Yeah. Yeah, the Rambam says, fascinating Chiddush, you just mentioned it to me. The Rambam says, not only that, the Rambam says, what happens if, like, it's not clear and a Bezdin later on were Mavar? Listen to the Rambam, like, over here in Halach Zayin. Gozru v'domu shepashta b'chol Yisrael. They were made a gzera, and it seems like they imagined that this thing was accepted, right? V'omer adover kein shonim rabos, and that's the way it was, status quo for many years. The Kesavishna learns that that's the way the Rambam learned our Gemara by Shem. Meaning, how do you analyze Pashta? That could be Nisbar later on, that it was never, even if your assumption was that it was Nispashta, that could be something that he learns that that's exactly what happened with Rabbi Yudin Nasiya, that's going to be something that's mutter. But if it's a, right, I assume the same would be true also by Xera. If it was Nispashta, so then that would be something that's usher. What you're saying, according to Taisus, by the Yud Ches Dover, also. If it wasn't Nispashta, what does Taisus say by the Yud Ches Dover? Wasn't as special, then it's not going to be also, right? I think.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I think they'd be the same in that. Okay, Shkai.
What is
the
special mean?